Bones. Good morning, brother.
Hey, Bones, how's it going, bro?
It's going great. Can't complain.
Okay. Well, let me start this bad boy off. This is Strange Talk with Doc, and that's Bones. He called in, and I'm going to deal with a couple of things here today. And the subject matter is basically going to be about what do you see when you see a black person? And are your thoughts justified in any way, shape, or form? And this show is dedicated to Mr. George Floyd. This show is dedicated to George Floyd. Bones, we know what's going on out there today. Let's just get Corona out of the way real quick. We're just taking a back page. 6 million worldwide, 368,000 deaths worldwide. U.S., 1.8 million cases. Death total in America is 104,000. This week has been dominated by George Floyd and this police officer, Derek Chauvin, the I can't breathe situation. Now, if you want to speak to it, you can, because I have some things I definitely want to say.
Oh, yeah. Again, I think of America, like Minnesota, that area, Minneapolis, they created this powder keg, and now it popped, and it's reverberated, across the country, because people are tired and fed up, and you're waiting, the district attorney's office is waiting like forever, for eternity. We saw on the tape. Even if you're getting the main culprit, that could have been done earlier. That could have been immediately. They fired them. Okay, fine. The next day, everybody should have been arrested on charges of manslaughter. And I say manslaughter because people are screaming for first degree murder. They're not going to ever convict a cop for first degree murder because it's got to provide the intent. And here we are right now. And I don't agree with the rioting, looting. I think it's just a backstory. I understand it. They're focusing more on that than the death of Mr. Floyd, George Floyd. And that's just sensationalism for the media. And here we are, all across the country, major states, I mean cities, that people are just fed up because the establishment is protecting bad cops. If you don't protect, if you prosecute the ones who don't do their job effectively, who violate any oath, then what are the people supposed to do? People done marched, they done sang, they done prayed. Now you get this as the end result right here. What more do you want? And America was founded on this, protesting. Protesting, people want protesting to be nice and quiet and fair and civil. That's not really the origin of a protest. A protest is to create, let you know that seen that I'm here so we can get some things done. And thus, here we are. And again, rest in peace to George Floyd. And I watched the tape, and I just can't. I was just watching it, and then watching, he can't breathe. He can't, he with his knee in his neck, positioning himself, repositioning himself, hands in his pocket, smirk on his face. Like, what kind of fucking sociopath is this guy right here? Where you have no lack of compassion, humanity, ethics, moral. You're violating an oath of office. They don't teach you that stuff. But just to say, you know what? Man, I really could be cutting this guy's ear off. Let me get up off of him. He's already handcuffed, so he gets what he deserves.
Okay, listen, this is me. I personally am sick of having to watch these tapes, but it's my duty to watch these tapes as a member of society. I can't take secondhand information on things of this nature. I have to see for myself. So I have to repeatedly see horrors. I have to see horrors of Aubrey. I have to see horrors of Rodney King. I have to see horrors of Floyd, Rice, Gardner. and it goes on and on. And because the mayors and the police commissioners are not just weeding out the bad, they want to sit there and pretend that everybody who's a police is a good police. In any other form of business or job, you get rid of the bad employees and you honor and you keep the good employees. Also, the judges are, this is a joke. These guys are getting arrested. And I agree with you 100%, Bones. First degree murder is so hard to prove because you have to prove premeditation. And in this case, we can't get into his mind to say that he premeditatedly murdered this man. And I'm tired of people actually using the phrase George Floyd died. He was murdered, people. Let's be honest. Let's make this clear. That was a murder that went around the world, that was aired everywhere. It was shared by millions. This country is under a spotlight. And I'm going to talk about the rioters, the looters. I understand frustration. I'm a black man from America. I understand frustration. I understand never being treated fairly by police. I had this conversation with my wife yesterday. I'm of a certain age, and I cannot remember a pleasurable experience that I've ever had with a police officer anywhere. And I've been everywhere. I'm not one of those guys who didn't leave the block. I've been from California to Rhode Island and every place in between, and everywhere that I've ever come into contact with a police, it's been a they tried to bully me type situation. So I've never had a pleasurable experience. If you're one of those kids that a cop shot basketball with and, you know, rubbed your head, that ain't my story. And I can't sit here and lie and tell you that's my story. My story is of I'll bust your ass. I'll take you down. You know, stand over there, even though you're not doing anything. But I'm not trying to equate what I went through with what this man went through. It was horrible to watch, man. I wanted this shit to end, and I knew the ending before I clicked the button to play. And I'm like, is it really going to be this bad? And it was worse than I could imagine. Worse than I could possibly even imagine. But you know, like I said, I'm going to backtrack. The rooters, the rioters and the looters, I understand some people are opportunistic. They take advantage of situations that are there. I think for the most part, people want to protest, but they don't want to silently, we will overcome protest. They want to make a ruckus. And I appreciate their ruckus. I appreciate it wholeheartedly. I want them to make a ruckus. I just don't want them to destroy in the middle of a pandemic anything that they would have the rights to use. You know what? You might need that fucking CVS for some Band-Aids. And now you burnt it to the ground. I mean, so what are you doing? Don't cut off your nose to spite your face. But be as aggressive as you possibly can be without crossing the line. So I'm with that. Because this country has pacified us. They water sprayed us for peacefully demonstrating. So, Bones, the faith level in the law for young people of color, black people, I'm sure Hispanic people, we cannot look to them as protectors. We look at them as oppressors. And after a while, you can't take the shit from the oppressor anymore, so you revolt. And it's a sad situation. Now, I will say this, and I was very angry, and I'm still to a point have a great degree of anger towards white people silence. Every single person out there who can hear me, and I'm going to post this every fucking place that I could post it. You have a social media account. You have a Facebook, Instagram. There's no need for me to list them. You should be showing some form of anger towards what has happened. Enough is enough. We don't need you to speak. Please don't make videos trying to tell us how we should live and what we should do. Just say that you stand with us. And when you see something bad, you let the world know that You don't stand with black people, because I'm not trying to make you do that. But I want you to say that you stand against injustice. And if millions upon millions of people do that, and remember that shit November 3rd, because let's not forget who started lighting this fucking Flint to begin with. Let's get this man out of office as a country, as a people, and then we can go our fucking separate ways again. It's all right. But right is right and wrong is wrong, man. What side are you on? What side are you on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that letter, you know how they keep telling us about, you know, Martin Luther King. Get it? Got it. Yeah, great guy. Everything. But they just keep focused on the I have a dream speech and I want to see black kids, white kids be together. But there's so much more and deeper in them speeches that they have never talked about. From that letter from Birmingham, it was classic literature writing, that letter from Birmingham, speaking of the problem of segregation, racism in America, is the silence of the white, a moderate. They're quiet. They're nowhere to be found.
Now, as long as you become, go ahead, Bones.
Yes,
sorry.
As long as they stay silent, this continues, because from celebrities, athletes, just to the common man, white person that I'm speaking of, like you said, you don't have to be out there marching, but you could be in your community. Your local politician, you know, affect change right there in your neighborhood, and you know, if you choose to come out and march, because I was telling this white guy yesterday, he said he was afraid, and I asked him why are you afraid? I said they were white, young white students in the civil rights movement, who ministers who went down to Georgia, Alabama, they was there. So why are you afraid? He told me he's afraid to get shot. And I was like, okay, to get shot. I said, if people see you in solidarity with them, then you'll be good. But if that's not your thing, I understand. But your voice could just be, you know, in your neighborhood, in your community, letting people know that what's going on in this country is not right, because we're so-called Americans and we'll abide by the Constitution and all men are created equal. Well, how about what's right and what's wrong? What's happening to your fellow man? But you're silent about that. Your silence is deafening.
It's you know what? I'm not going to agree with this term. They call white silence equals white violence. I'm not going to agree with that. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think that you can be silent and not actually condone what is going on, but you feel you got too much to lose. But see, this is what white America has to do. They have to ask themselves one hard fucking question. And for me, it's a simple question. For them to answer it honestly might be difficult. What do you see when you see a black person? In particular, what do you see when you see a young black male? Now, that's something for you to ask yourself. What do you see? Do you see him as a human being? Do you always see him as a threat? And I would like to pose that question to anybody who listens, and people listening to this podcast. Ask yourself that.
What you said was profound, because of what happened here in New York City this week. And we're not in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana. We're in New York City. And that white liberal woman got on the phone, called 911, and said the brother was threatening her and her dog. And she could have gotten an Oscar.
Her name, by the way, Amy Cooper. And for some strange reason in the planet, the brother's last name was Cooper also.
Oh, a fate. And here he is. And I had to go look at the story to see if this is true. And here he is in the most famous park in the world, Central Park, and he's a bird watcher, Harvard graduate, and here you come upon him, and he just wants you to leash your dog.
The law.
Which is the law. And you go into a fit, and she works with an investment company.
Used
That's the name of the company. Right, yeah, used to. Templeton, I think it was. But here you are, you go in there and you perform an Oscar before 911 operator. That man could have lost his life if the police responded immediately. He could have, you don't know what could have happened to that guy.
Yeah,
and you were very much aware of what you was doing and your prejudice against him and amping it up and hyperventilating that here's a black man coming, is telling you, just leash your dog.
Yeah, and she lied. Like, she made an accusation that he was going to harm her. Not just her,
but
he was going to harm her and her dog.
Yes.
And she knows she's being filmed, and she still goes along with it. It's psychosis. Now, we got to lump this guy in because he did the same fucking thing. Tom Austin, who has to be the dumbest man in America, the day after George Floyd, and this is in Minnesota, he decides to call the cops on three black guys that are working out in the office gym. You know, they have a gym for office. And he tells them, y'all don't belong in here. So he calls the police. Even though these dudes own an office in the same building. And I tip my hat to the building management. They ripped his lease up instantly. Told him that he has a couple of days, find new place to do your business. You're no longer welcome here.
Tom Austin didn't even hear about that story.
Tom Austin. Ready for three young black, couldn't look any cornier, could not look, these three young entrepreneur brothers could not have looked any cornier. The only person that looked cornier than them was the dude watching birds in Central Park. They actually are not thuggish looking at all. And see, that's another reason I asked that question. What do you see when you see a black person? And that's the theme. What do you see? You know what? Bones just disturbs me all the time. I watch, say, a news report, and a kid gets killed. And the first thing the cop says, you know what? I was looking at him, and I seen my son. I seen my brother. I never heard anybody say that when it related to a black kid. I never heard anybody say that when it related to a Hispanic kid. Ever in my whole life. Even if it's a black officer, I never hear an officer say, damn, you know what? That could have been my son. But when it's a young white guy and something happens, it could be a car crash, and you damn near got cops on TV crying, you know what? I was thinking about my son. I was thinking about my brother. As long as we're just different species, even though we're fucking human, we're full human. We're no subspecies, motherfucker. We're human. So I'm mystified. I am angry. I am insanely angry. I haven't been this angry in a long time. You say, okay, what was so special about Mr. Floyd that made you this angry? You know what it was? Enough's enough. After a while,
yes,
you
sir.
Get to the point where you say, I don't see. The problem is some of these young people, and I don't even think they all want, I know they don't all want to do bad. There's no one accord. Some of them are going like this. Do I have any hope? Do I have any future? Or when is my turn? When is going to be my turn? Bones, I don't want to be famous when I die because I was taken out in my car or in my driveway. I don't want that. But it's like, what could you do? You can comply. How the fuck can you comply? And you still the bad guy. And you talked about them being arrested, this guy being arrested, right? Here's the problem, the judicial system. That Asian cop who shot the guy in Albany Projects because he was scared, he was convicted, he was arrested, and then the judge basically just said, you know what, suspend your fucking prison sentence. See, that's the problem, man. When they do go on trial, it's getting time. And I hope one thing that America is looking at, because the world is watching us. They think we clowns anyway.
Yeah, the worlds are watching. And that got actually happened in the pink houses in East New York.
Okay,
and,
pink houses.
And the biggest problem with that thing is they were in the hallway. It wasn't on the roof. They was in the hallway. So it's like, when the guy he's talking about, he startled him. But you shot your gun, it ricocheted off the wall, it hit him, it struck him. But instead of you calling 911 or rendering some sort of CPR, he called this freaking union delegate. You were trying to get out of it. And his partner said that at the trial. And they still suspended the damn sentence. Shit was unfreaking believable.
Yeah, that's our thing. If you said justice for all, you know what? We're not asking for the world. I don't know what it is. I think that if we ask for anything, it's asking for too much. We're not asking for the world. We only want justice. If you give us justice, we take a chill pill. It's not like black people are burning shit down and going crazy all the time. So stop it. And I do appreciate, I gotta really say this, I do appreciate all these young white people or even middle-aged white people that are out there also protesting. I do not want to forget them. I'll be remiss to say that. I am just talking about the silent white. There are do you know that you could flood the fucking internet between Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram indignation? You can flood it. And if you're sitting there, and I'm talking to a black person right now. If you're a black person, and this is Sunday, today is Sunday. This shit happened last Sunday to George Floyd. You have not addressed this in any form of your social media. You are out of pocket. And people like you are worse than a white person who's silent. A black person who's silent when injustice happens to a black person, especially this national, international, and you said nothing on your social media at all. How do you look in the fucking mirror?
Yeah.
You know, how does that person look in the mirror at themselves and say, oh, no, I'm just not political? Or you get this, you got this vibe, it's not me, I don't know Jones. Well, you know what? That's a messed up way to go through life.
You got that right.
That is a horrible way to go through life.
And our beloved Brooklyn is on fire. Like you would never, ever believe it, you know, from downtown Brooklyn by the Barclays Center up by Classen Avenue, setting police cars on fire, and it's on fire for real, you know.
Yeah, and it's a dangerous situation. LA is a dangerous city. See, some cities are going to bring it even with more ruckus. Surprising or not, everybody thought that Durham, North Carolina, would have been a pile of cake. They actually had a very peaceful protest yesterday, and that shit lasted 7 hours, and it still was peaceful. But Raleigh, they tore shit up where you wouldn't think. Raleigh is where you thought it would be peaceful, and Durham you thought would be buck wild. It was actually the total opposite, you know? And then you know what? The police have to police themselves. The only people who can really police the police is the police. I mean, because they had some incidents on top of this that where they embarrassed themselves repeatedly. You got this Myron Smith in Mississippi. This is a day or two after this case. He's choking a young kid in public, screaming, "Don't make me do it." I mean, he's on film and he's screaming to this young, and this is a big hulking man. And he's screaming to this, I don't know what this kid did. And he obviously pissed him off, but he had no restraint. He didn't know how to de-escalate a situation. He's choking him and screaming, "Please, no, don't make me do it. Please make me do it." Which you know what? To me, where I come from, "please make me do it" means, "please make me fuck you up. Fuck your world up bad." And when you're carrying a gun, man, people don't realize that when a person with a gun gets in a confrontation, it's not a regular confrontation, potentially. This is life and death. Life and death. Especially when somebody got their hands around your throat already.
Yes, yes. And then we have our so-called most powerful man in the world, president, who is definitely not no comforter, no healer, doesn't quell any situations. He's adding more fire to the situation. And then he throws in talk about the people who are causing the most, this is opportunity right now, causing the most trouble with Antifa and people to the left.
Well, let's not forget he quoted one of the most racist men of the last 100 years, George Wallace, with his looters. Matter of fact, it wasn't just George Wallace. It was also a mayor from the Miami in the 60s. Looters get bullets or looters get shot. You know what?
And you know what?
President say something like that.
Exactly. And then that's something also, too, very interesting is that I never heard that term. How do you, of all the things that you could choose, that's what you could come up with.
Yeah, because he got it from a grand wizard. He actually went back and said, what did the grand wizard say? I'm going to repeat what, every opportunity lately that Trump gets to actually show his true colors, because he is waving the Klan flag loud and proud. He don't give a fuck. Because think about this. Remember when all the white guys a couple of weeks ago showed up all these court buildings?
Yes.
He called them good people. Good people.
Yes.
And that the mayors and governors should sit down and work something out with them. These are people showing up at courthouses, state buildings with guns, right? Black people protesting are all thugs and need to be shot. So he don't even hide himself. And Bones, this is one thing that I really thought about a lot. The rioting is going from city to city. Like, it's actually traveling like the pandemic right now. Places that it wasn't in 2 days ago, it's in. I mean, because who the fuck would think Indianapolis and Des Moines, Iowa? Who the hell would think South Dakota? But when you got that many people screaming and the country is not listening, you got a major problem. You got deaf. This like shit, no matter how violent it is, it's still falling on deaf ears. Oh, and this was the point I wanted to make. It goes back to all those guys that were running around with these guns, right? Showing up at state buildings. You know, the motherfuckers don't want real smoke. They ain't showing up near no protests. And I had this conversation with somebody the other day. Oh, look at them running around. I told them, this is all pretend. This is a show, like kids dressing up. Because we want civil. This is what we're waiting for. Well, it's happening. Where are you? And not that I want them to show up, but I knew that they were cowards to begin with. When it's safe for them to run around with their guns, they do it. This shit is deadly. They ain't doing it. Because not only would they have the problem with the people protesting, they would have the problem with the police presence that's there that would, squash them. Because the last thing you want is 4,000 black guys protesting and 6 white guys with automatic weapons showing up. The guys with the weapons are going to have problems. Because the police would have to step in. They have to. You know, you still there, Bones?
I'm still here.
Okay, but
yeah,
you know what?
Here.
When you got a flint in the White House that's been slowly burning, we can't say for 3 years. He's been in office 3 years, but there was the 18 months running, heading up to. So we're talking almost 4.5 years of this lunatic slowly setting a fire. And I'm not saying that he's the one who set off the police. No, this dude, this Derek Chauvin, is a fool. Now he's one of the most fucking famous people in the world, at least for 15 minutes. And he'll be famous again when his trial goes on, because if they don't do the right thing at the trial, man, what is going to happen then?
Right. Yeah. And even the autopsy, the person who did the autopsy, the medical examiner said that He said that this guy had pre-existing health conditions.
Oh yeah, so somebody with almost 8.5 minutes. I mean, and the lack of humanity, and that little Asian fucking cop, who all he had to do was tap that man on the shoulder, I guess, and say, "Stop, man, stop. We got people watching. What are we do? What are we doing, really? What are we doing?" And then when you see the other angle of the film, you find out it was like three other cops kneeling on him. So he's got pressure on all points of his body, his leg. And I understand that's probably procedure, you know, to put it on the back of your legs, your hip, and maybe your shoulder. But when you're on the neck and the guy's just saying, "Can you just let me stand up? Let me stand up." That gets the oxygen flowing back in the body. I mean, that shit was just cruel. It was cruel. It was cruel to the millions of people who had to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because things like this is not 1962 or even 1981 or 1990 where you can do shit like this and get away. Everything is fucking filmed. Man, you slap a dog, that shit is on film somewhere. And so you cannot treat a human less than an animal.
No, and then here you have it about that silence and what's right and wrong, where you have the Fraternal Order of Police silent, you know, on the situation. Silent.
Now
then you have the NRA. And you have the NRA silent. And what I mean by the I'm referencing the one where the young lady was killed in the house, and the man in the house was a licensed firearm owner. That's when they had the no-knock warrant.
Right.
And he shot back at the police and got arrested for attempted murder.
But yeah, they finally dropped the charges. Yeah. It's just insane. And you know what? I don't know. I hope that it gets better before it gets a lot worse, because one thing about it is it's going to be hot in some places, man. Heat makes people get even a little bit more aggressive and crazy. That is
yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
We're gonna have 90s here. But I mean, it's businesses are suffering enough, and during a pandemic, and we basically don't even you know who suffers? Mom and pop stores. It's not the big corporate people so much who suffer. It's the little mom and pop, because they're the neighborhood stores and they seem to be the ones who get the blunt of this shit. And, but they, like I said, the police embarrassed themselves several times. You had the Marion Smith, you had the black CNN reporter being arrested for no fucking reason. I mean, another governor got to step up and say, you know, "I apologize for the action of my police." You had the white female reporter in Louisville get shot with rubber bullets on the air. I mean, it was like a really bad week for Blue.
Talk about a lack of supervision when they arrested the CNN reporter on live TV, unbeknownst to them. But he wasn't impeding anything. He's in a distance from the wall of police, and then somebody like just say, "You know what? This is, you know, somebody, you know, like say, this is not going to be a good look. We're arresting a reporter on live TV."
Yeah, and then
that was one of those things
with rubber bullets.
You're supposed to tell them to move along.
Yeah, the guy, the brother did say, "I am more than willing to move over even more," and he was like, "No. Put your hands behind your back." Like, are you joking me? I mean, are you really joking me? Now, you know who I'm very interested in times like these? What the fuck does an interracial couple do? How do they discuss situations like this? I would like to be a fly on the wall inside an interracial couple's house. And maybe the black person has more indignation than the white person. Or say it's the opposite way around. I just find the dynamics of something like that to be quite interesting in this day and age. Or even just a discussion about Trump. And maybe one of the white person has family members who's staunch Trump supporters. That was just a thought. I have no clue because it's not my reality.
Yeah, that's very interesting because I have a cousin and who's married to a staunch Trump supporter. Staunch! And
yeah,
my aunt.
What happens?
Yeah, she, I, you know, like, how does that work? You know what I mean? Like, that's just like, but they're so focused on Obama, Hillary, Benghazi, repeat, you know, and that's the way it goes. They don't think of anything else about nothing he said, nothing. They just, it's just amazing to me, amazing.
No.
Cult.
Bones, I will give credit, and I appreciate it highly because it shocked the shit out of me. There is a video out there circulating of a lot of law enforcement officers around the nation actually denouncing this Derek Chauvin. And that came out maybe like Monday or Tuesday. So they jumped on this quick, how they felt that this was bogus. And he should be charged with murder, which I've never heard a cop say about another police officer, ever. So I do tip my hat to those police officers around the nation that took part in that. I would like to hear from a lot of people who I haven't heard. Like I said, everybody is not built for front line. You don't win wars by having everybody on front lines. There are a lot of jobs in the military. Me and you both know that being ex-military. Everybody's not a soldier, but you need cooks too. You need nurses also. So there's a job for everybody. And for those who can't do the front lines, I'm telling you, think about it. What rules our world, Bones? Fucking social media. Make or break something in a day, in a minute. It's these viral videos is what makes all this shit happen. It's not word of mouth. So I know I've been harping on this, and this is the 50th time I say this, but if you're silent, and I don't care what nationality you are, because there's an old saying that goes like this. First, they came for them, then they came for them, and you put the nationality and group in there. Then they came for them, and I didn't give a fuck. Then they came for me. What happens when they come for you? Because now you got everybody, think about this, between the pandemic and what's going on and us being off the streets for months, you got all these, you know, conspiracy theorists that's thinking end time, big brother, you know, we getting ready to get the chip inserted in us. I mean, you know, so you got a lot of people with a lot of crazy thoughts.
Yes, yes,
and
yes. 5G.
And you think about this. What would Trump love better than the nation on lockdown at the election date so that he can try to remain in office? He would love that. Us locked down. Some kind of martial law so that we can't move about. And this way he could still be commander in chief because he doesn't care about anything but the title.
Right.
You know, so.
Absolutely,
quite interesting. See, but that's another conspiracy. You know, that's a conspiracy theory. I don't really subscribe to those, but they're out there, so you can't basically ignore them, you know. Because he went at war with...
especially what we're up against today, you know. I mean, it's... you know, America wants to tout itself as melting pot of the world, but this is something here that they just don't want to deal with. How can you heal from something if you don't deal with it? And we've never dealt with it, and then it comes right back, roaring its head.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I like to say this one to people. You cannot ever get to know somebody until you admit you don't know them. And a lot of people try to pretend that they know because. And you know what? Here's another one. Y'all can drop the cliches. We appreciate it, but you don't have to use this cliche anymore. We know already. You don't have to even be an intelligent person to know that y'all do not understand what it's like to be a black male in America. You don't have to say anything. Come up with something fresher. A little fresher
right,
than
yeah.
that. Because that shit is becoming cliche now.
Yeah, because that would be like dealing with sheer honesty to your core, you know. Because when you say about how do you feel about a black man in America, when you come upon one, be honest. You know, you're not going to say that you sit around dinner table and say, oh, yeah, I like that guy. Yeah, he's the best. He's really, no, it's not the truth. Because guess what? When I come across a white person, that's not my feeling, you know.
Yeah.
And especially a police officer and worked in law enforcement. My niece, I had to tell her, I said, I feel very uncomfortable when I get stopped by a police officer because I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah, and imagine others. And you know, I empathize because it has happened to me. And people act like there's not a big segment of our society who do not carry. And when you carry a weapon and you get stopped by a cop, it's a lot of different things that go through your head and you say, what the fuck is this going to be? Because I told you one time that, and I know this is not procedure. I actually had an officer say, pass, you know, like unshielded to me. And I was like, mm-hmm. Are you fucking crazy? You're basically telling me to commit suicide. Fuck that.
Yes.
I'd let you know where it is. Get me out of the car like you would normally anybody else. And if you need to take it, you take it off my person. But for me to, you want me to unholster and hand to you? Are you insane?
Yes. Yeah, that was a recipe for disaster.
You know, that says good night. And we're talking a dark road.
Yeah.
No fucking lights. Yeah. And on top of it, it would have looked dead to right. You wouldn't even have to put it in my hand. It would have been in my hand. And then how do you know I wouldn't have took the opportunity to, you know, say good night to you? So, you know,
you would have been finished.
You're right. Everybody that's in that situation, you know, you got to ramp up your level of being non-confrontational and get to business. Yeah. Because, see,
right.
We also have crazy laws in this state, in this country. Some states, you can literally say if an officer stops you, is there a weapon in the car? You don't have to disclose. Then other states, by law, you must disclose. So we don't even have a uniformity law across America. See, like, I think Florida, you must disclose.
Mm-hmm.
If they stop you and he says, is there any weapons in the car? Yes, officer, I have something, blah, blah, blah. You got to tell them. Other states, you can go, what the fuck you asking me for? This is my rights. So,
right.
We don't even have that law. If we need that law nationwide, and that probably could help save some lives too. You know, now we got this kid. I don't even know if you would know him. If you watched this program called Wu-Tang American Saga, there's a kid on there named Shameik Moore. And he decides, and I knew eventually some black people would do this. He decides to make a lot of stupid ass comments about how we should deal with the police. And it's basically always our fault while we die. Then he doubles down on stupid by saying maybe Rosa Parks should have just took a cab that day. I mean, I don't know if this kid wants to throw his career away, if he's getting high, the pandemic's got him down. I don't know what the fuck. But you know what?
And here you talking about somebody I ain't never heard of. And you are nobody. You can't make him comments. You shouldn't make comments if you was well-known as well. Because it's not going to bode well for you. Because
No, go ahead.
Two artists that come to mind is Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne one of his lyrics in his songs was, I beat him up and I beat it up like the pussy like Emmett Till. And then Nicki Minaj had a reference to Malcolm X, her song Looking Ass Inward, with a picture of Malcolm X, that famous picture of Malcolm X standing at the window with the gun, you know, with the, you know, with the machine, you know, the automatic weapon.
So they, by any means necessary, Pitch, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So the pressure came upon them. It's like, no, you can't use this picture and you can't say this lyric. And he tried, like initially, like backlash, trying to defend it. And guess what? Pressure. That's out of the out of that song. Or your song album is dead. You shut down. And he took that up.
But Shameik Moore. The weight came down on him so hard yesterday that his social media accounts are all closed. Because when you make asinine statements, and you don't blank, here's the thing. I cannot blanketly condemn the police department. I cannot blanketly condemn white people or any other group. The people are individuals. They do think solo. And I will give all human credit for that. The ability to think solo is within people. So we don't all think alike. I say this shit all the time. Black people do not have a united front where we all believe one thing. You know, we don't all like collard greens. We don't all like pork chops. Some of us are vegan.
We're not monolithic.
Exactly. So we don't have one God. We don't have one nothing. Shit,
right.
We come in 900 different colors. That's true. We come in 900 different shades. So we don't even all have big dicks. So it's just what it is. There's no one. You can't look at us and say, try to put us in one box. It's not fair. We can't put y'all all in one box. Every white person I see, I don't say, well, that's a racist motherfucker.
Right.
No. He could be a good dude. What about wait till I get to know you? And you prove me one way or the other. You know? I can judge you on your content. I'm not going to judge you on your color. I'm going to judge you on the content of your character, as King said.
Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. Did you listen to Killer Mike and T.I. yesterday?
Did not listen to Killer Mike, but I did read that he had some things to say. And I also listened to some things that Tyler said, Perry. Is it worth me going back and listening to it? Because if it is,
yeah,
I will.
Yeah, Killer Mike.
Okay, I will listen to Killer Mike. I know those Georgians are very proud of their place. They love, they're like us. You know, New Yorkers, we love our city. They love their city. So I'm sure that it hurts them to see a place like CNN Center and stuff like that being demolished. And a matter of fact, this Shameik Moore lives in Georgia. And I think with the statements that he said, I don't know how he's going to, be welcome when this, shit opens up and he wants to go to a club. They're going to remember this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like this kind of shucking and jiving. Now, here's the thing. We know that there will be other black people that will speak out of the side of their neck, right? But more than likely, they're going to come from Fox. So that's not a surprise. We expect that. We expect Diamond and Pearl to basically say something stupid because that's what they do. So we don't even get mad at them no more. We don't get mad at Kanye anymore. He's gone. It's no need to get mad
at
Kanye.
Yeah, Candace Owens.
Right. Why waste your breath? Candace Owens is going to, within the next 4 or 5 days, going to come up with a way that George Floyd was such a threat to not only those four officers, but they should have had three more cop cars there to contain him. See, that's the way they do it. They're just there to piss you off. So you don't even put too much energy into the Diamond Silks, Candace, and that fucking Laura Ingraham. You don't bother with people like that. That's who they are. You know,
she's been laying very low, Candace Owens, because the black conservatives came out and denounced her.
Okay.
For some asinine remarks that she made about the Aubrey case.
Oh, yeah, I did read those.
She's just another jogger. No, you said he was just a jogger. I mean, so they ate her up. He's just like in, under the radar, quiet.
Yeah, but
And
they've got a
also
lot
too,
of.
the thing in New York, she they got her for that too because she was saying, why is everything always so racial? You know, about the woman in New York, Amy Cooper thing, but it is. She's the one, you know, calling and telling the 911. Oh, an African American man is after me. An African American man is threatening me. And how racial? More racial can you get than that? She's just being descriptive.
Bones, that's supposed to heighten the sense of urgency to the 911 operator.
Right. Yes.
Oh, it's not a regular guy. It's not a, it's a black guy. You mean the super predator is there? So let me send the whole unit. And that's why we get back
Right, it's a whole
to that
unit.
same thing again. What do you see
Yes,
when
a
you
whole
see a
unit.
black person? And my thing is this, is it justified? Say you're a white guy and a black dude bust your ass or robbed you or violated you in some way. Do you see every black person as that black guy? See, that's where your justification gets thrown out the door. No, you could be angry at the person and not be angry at the race. Say, because you can just suppose that with a gay guy kick your ass, you gotta hate all homosexuals?
Right.
You know? So can you separate? Can you separate? Because you said it better than I did. Because we're not one. You have to judge each one of us individually. We don't walk lockstep. There's no lockstep here. You know? I did something, I'm on a lighter note. I did something yesterday, man. I tried to make myself some biscuits from scratch. They didn't come
Okay,
out
how'd it turn
horrible,
out?
Bones. Not horrible,
Okay.
but not light and fluffy. I ain't got that, you know, I gotta have to try this shit again, but I got enough flour and I got enough baking powder. I got enough stuff that I need at home. I'm actually gonna eat some tonight with dinner. My wife made a whole roasted chicken, so biscuits go perfect with a roasted chicken. But I'm
Oh, that's a
gonna
happy
definitely.
anniversary.
Oh yeah, that was last Sunday. Good old number
Last Sunday.
24. Yes,
Okay,
right.
happy anniversary.
I appreciate it. Now we're trying to make it to 25. 24 was something else. Now let's make it to
Yeah,
25.
you'll never forget it.
No,
Yeah.
we've had some memorable anniversaries over the year.
Yeah, this one's
But it
definitely a
was
memorable
pleasant.
one here.
Yeah, you know what? On the whole, when we woke up that day, that was the George Floyd day. You know, so we did that was my afternoon basically. And it also was still pandemic. You know.
Yeah, it's
Are
pandemic.
you maintaining more your mental because you're not allowed to do as much as you probably normally could, I'm assuming.
Well, my saving grace is there are six children in this house. That's one saving grace. So I am constantly bombarded with questions being asked and telling and directing. So,
Well, you
and you know, I work occasionally also too, you know, but they have me something, you know, to busy. But also too, I think my area opened up
okay.
where I'm at. I either opened up Friday or this coming Tuesday. But even prior to then, you know, I'm not going out to go to nobody's restaurant, eat dinner or nothing like that, or go to a mall
Yeah,
or
see,
something.
yeah, that was my issue last week. I really did not want to go to a restaurant or anything, so home cooking. But the kids themselves, they really should consider themselves fortunate. You could even play this clip back to them. I'll tell them to have intelligent parents is a blessing. Just intelligent. parents is a blessing, because a lot of people are raised by fools who can't put good sentences together. So if you can't even put a good sentence together, that means you can't even give more than likely good advice. I mean, because one thing I love my mother and father to death for, my mother and father both left me over 30 years ago, but they're always with me because they gave me so much to think about. They didn't tell me what I had to do. They just posed questions that I should think about before I do things. And I still use those as like the codes and footprints and blueprints of my life.
Yes, so, yes. And these kids here ranging from ages of 9 to 19. And I'm telling them, don't believe everything you hear or read. Go do your own research first and foremost, because anybody could tell you anything. And I said, and that's the problem with people today, is that they believe what the next person says. You wanna hear it from the horse's mouth, or go research it yourself. Don't believe anything anybody says.
Yeah, well, and you could always tell them. You could tell them to always read that Abraham Lincoln post he just put up last week.
Right.
Yeah, there's an old meme out there that goes, believe everything that you read online, Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, signed Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
Yeah, believe everything that you read online. Honest Abe says so.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean,
yes, right, exactly.
You got anything else on what's going on? If not, we're going to get out of here.
No, we've covered a lot.
I appreciate you calling in. I'm glad to be able to have somebody to bounce this off of, because it's painful. It's frustrating. I'm not man enough, or I'm man enough to say that this shit bothers me. I've had it. I don't want to see more young people of any nationality get hurt. I hope that cooler minds prevail. But you know what? The lack of leadership, man, is. Where do you fall back to? Who takes over the situation? And maybe we need more celebrities. I don't know, man. If they're respected and people will listen to them and they say, you know what? Come with us and we'll do the protest, or we'll lead the protest. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't care if it's Killer Mike. I don't give a fuck if it's LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or Denzel Washington. It doesn't make a sense. I don't even give a fuck if it's Taylor Swift. If she can get a community together and say, you know what, to save some lives, y'all come with me, but this shit going to be peaceful. But we're going to raise a ruckus. You know, you can raise a ruckus and just stop traffic.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, we covered a lot. And for those out there who are able to hear our voices, maybe a spark or some sort of inspiration for them to do good works in their community.
I appreciate that thought, man. Because you know what? I didn't even think about it. I just thought about it on social media. But good works is good works. Even the good book says good works is good works. So,
yes.
I really do appreciate you, Bones. I cannot state that enough. And I want
you
to go on and have a great week, you and your family. Y'all remain. Stay healthy. Stay happy. Try not to get on each other's nerves too much as you spend all this time together. But I'm sure you got that worked out. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, everybody,
okay, brother.
This has been Strange Talk with Doc. That's Bones. And I appreciate you listening. Please come back another time. And I'm going to tell you like I tell you each and every single time, people. Peace to you and peace to yours.